I looked around when I committed the whole June 6, 2016.
Good evening, everyone. I would like to call the order committee of the whole meeting for the Village of Round Lake of June 6, 2016, 7:35 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Present.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Crowley. Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Present.
Trustee Trevette.
Present.
Thank you, ma'am. Make a motion for item 2.1, approve the minutes of the committee of the whole meeting of May 16, 2016. Motion made by Trustee Rodriguez, seconded by Trustee Newby. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any public comment? Committee as a whole, Human Resources and Finances, first item, prevailing wage.
Mr. Mayor, Board of Trustees, in front of you is the prevailing wage employment that will require 2% every year by the state.
And the added new, just same as last year.
Any other questions? Very good. The consent agenda. Thank you, Mr. Ferrich. Public Works, first item, Bobcat Skid Steer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Board of Trustees, good evening. Before I celebrate tonight, the first one is we're requesting permission to purchase Bobcat SW Skid Steer. This skid steer is a very narrow machine, it's only 36 inches wide. It comes with a 44 inch wide bucket, and a 48 inch wide snowblower and boom. The reason we're requesting this machine is because of its narrow width, we can get it to narrow places, specifically sidewalks. The Bobcat skid steer that we have now is 6 feet wide, and many of our sidewalks are 4 feet wide. The main use of the machine would most likely be snow plowing activities in the winter to clear sidewalks, and this would allow us to drive the machine down the sidewalks, which we currently don't have the ability to do with any of our heavy equipment. So we're not having to use a shovel or use a snow plowing. This would be much quicker and a smarter move effort, and with the limited staff that we have.
Discussion. All I can say is bravo.
Yeah.
Something has been needed for a long time. You know, the only question I have, Adam, is the concern about trip hazards. I know we're not supposed to have it, but in the wintertime, things freeze, things heave. And with a skid steer cruising down a sidewalk, are we going to do additional damage to the sidewalk? Have you?
Most likely we would either be using the broom or the snow roller. The broom will ride over any kind of gaps with no problem. It's just the broom. The snow roller does have a skid plate at the bottom with a little bit of a grip on it. Hopefully it won't catch on too many things. We'll just have to take it slow with the operators and get to know the area where we're going.
Yeah.
Believe me, if he hits a crack, or my house in Philly, it's
going
to be a
problem.
Yeah. I think all of the sidewalks are very lovely in front of the trustees.
Well, there's always a concern. I mean, you know, the trip hazards, and I got to say, I think that the village does a fantastic job of keeping up with it. We always have a budget in the mouth to address concrete issues, and Steve and I actually heard a couple complaints and went driving around a few neighborhoods and found very few. I think we do a bang-up job on you. So great. Everybody fine with the Bobcat skid steer loader?
Yeah.
Very good.
The second item I have for you this evening is requesting permission to hire overhead door plate in Henry County to replace the entry doors at the Wells Street building. The doors are starting to rust or have been rusting. There's a lot of cleaning room at the back end of the building that should rust shut and no longer open. This is just kind of a housekeeping item. It is questioned. We did get three quotes and overhead door was the lowest door.
Very good. Everybody good? Yes. Maintenance is a good thing. We like to see it.
The final item I have for this evening is an installation of public works facility. And I apologize. The diagram that was included in the package was inaccurate. On the east or right-hand side of that drawing, it looks like the new fence is jog in for the existing fence. That existing fence line was supposed to continue straight out in the salt farm. I showed you incorrectly there. But basically what we're doing is we're taking the existing fence we had and just moving it straight back to encompass the salt farm. Currently there is no door on our salt farm. It's all exposed. Anybody has access to it. We also have piles of debris in that area, wood chips, broken concrete, broken asphalt, spoils from the water main breaks, and things like that. So the reason that we're looking for the fence is just to secure that area from curious people so that nobody's climbing on anything that can potentially get hurt, and nobody feels that the salt is there for free access.
Well, Charlie, you can't dry any sand.
Oh, man.
Very good. I'll go that forward.
Thank you very much.
Ask them that out. Sue already covered that. Anything additional?
No.
On to the administration. First item, elected officials' salary.
Thank you, Mayor, Board of Trustees. The elected official salary ordinance was discussed at the last meeting. There was a survey done with 40 communities that was fully discussed and came out with a range for the salaries. We subsequently then looked at the overall budget for trustees or clerk and the mayor to see how we can possibly shift monies in between those positions without changing the overall budget for the board. So on the second page, actually, I guess, it has an analysis there of how we have done that. And just in brief, what we have done as a recommendation or a suggestion is the trustee paid from $2,400 to $4,200. That puts us in the middle of growing all the round like communities. First pay was lowered from 20 down to 4,200, the same as the trustees. And then the mayor was increased from 10 up to 16.2. By doing those gyrations, the overall budget stays the same. And for each one of those, we're pretty much in the middle of all the runaway period communities for mayor pay, trustee pay, and clerk pay. With that, I will look at the questions. And discussion.
I think for today's economy, I think that fits within our budget and our means, and I think that that's where we should go.
I agree with you. My question is you talk about how many hours you spend. I know that I think you reallocated part of the clerk's job.
Clerk's response to you are much different than they were in 2004. Clerk's position actually ran the office, did evaluations for everybody, risk management, health insurance, and that is inviolable for the years, so the pace remains.
So now what are the new duties going to be?
Take minutes, record ordinances, file at the county if necessary.
So in other words, how many hours does that take a month to do?
I have no idea.
It takes more than, how many hours do you spend here a month?
Well, if it's, I try to put in between 12 and 15 hours a week, regular, you know, doing minutes and, you know, ordinances and giving things to the attorneys. And so whether it's myself or, you know, another clerk going down the road, at, I was looking, if it's 12 hours a week, at 4,200, it's $6.73 an hour.
That's not right.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's
the normal she's doing. We get the minutes done. That's not changing. Keep that in mind.
Right. So if it's at 4,200 a month and at 12 hours a week, 4,200, right. Oh, yeah, it's 2 months. 4,200 a month, a year, that's
$6.73 an hour.
I didn't get into this for the money. That's number one. Number two, I don't see the money anyway. My wife gets it. So personally, about my great day, I don't care. What I get, what she gets, this is fine with me.
Right? About what we get out of it.
Right.
Mind you, I just filled up with $15 an hour.
Well, give that to the mayor. They make one point.
He already executed it.
Steve, what direction are you looking for?
I'm looking for directions from the board telling me what to do to provide an ordinance for the board of the dollars. I mean, in 2004, we said, here's the dollars for trustee, clerk, and mayor. We did the same thing tonight to present to the board. For that meeting or the meeting after. I mean, we can be nothing, we're keeping it, we can be something that has to be done 6 months before the next election. If we want anything to change.
How does this work today compared to other buildings?
It's in the middle. You got to be careful with that. There is a plenty of boards out there that are actually part of the full time.
Okay.
Versus just be elected. And so they do other things beyond just clerk responsibilities, like our clerk is doing.
Right, and there's like a clerk that I know around like beach, all she does is the minutes. All she does is the minutes. And actually she takes the minutes and gives them to her deputy, and the deputy does everything.
And that's the match.
Right.
Our deputy is
the one that does it.
Yeah. I mean, one part of this process is also looking through the code, making sure all the changes are done, looking through the code of the clerk. In the end, I truly, me personally, think that a clerk should be 15 minutes and basically that's what I've seen in my career. You know, opposite of what I do, somebody
else.
Yeah.
And the document that we're doing when you're redoing position, you're actually writing that into the... This is a job description itself.
Yeah. There's no job description for elected officials.
I know. I fully care that.
I think that's great. But in the ordinance itself, there is a elected...
There's got to be some sort of structure there for us. Okay.
That makes sure that
the structure is there. So that it's all right for people to volunteer, but that's not easy.
We'll move that forward.
Thank you. The next one is the mosquito abatement program. Included in your package is the exact program we did last year. We budgeted $30,000. This one is coming in at $25,008. I did receive four other proposals, two higher, two lower than this program. The two higher were way over our budget, starting at $35,000, going up to, I believe, $46,000. The two below the program in front of you, I would highly suggest not to do one of them. It's really not doing anything except for throwing a few tablets in the storm sewer at $9,000. So I'm recommending, and that's why there's only one proposal in the package to do it, which is exactly what we did last year. And it worked. I think there's a whole bunch of complaints we got it done. It appears the mosquito population went down. It is unusual, though. I think it's a wet year this year, and I haven't seen that many yet.
Not well.
So
it's going to be 90. I'm over by the library, and meeting the light.
I just remember it all last year. It seemed like they were really, really bad.
They were. This time, everyone was all getting eaten alive.
Yeah.
I don't think we've had that issue yet where we are.
I have yet to see one at home.
So, yeah. So you're looking for the ability to move forward with the park again.
That's really the only one
out there. You know, we did this last year, and we discussed all of what they do, and mm-hmm. He came in on a spur of the moment last, riding the white arms the whole bit, and saved us when we didn't have a program in place right away. And they did it. I thought they did an awesome job, and they got it under control, and a lot of the people who had issues were much more quiet after that, which was good to hear. And they seem to be able to tell us where our problem areas are. So I like the score. I think we have good service with them.
Well, the resolution got 30, which was the budget amount of the next spring is needed. It really won't cover it, so I'm trying to be the next one. A lot of strike happens. I wanted to keep the resolution at 30 versus the 25 and the proposal just in case we go 30 tomorrow. And so I have that wiggle room with you.
And
what you know, that's why it doesn't match.
Didn't also, wasn't Mark telling us that there's a grant that the state provides us some of those tablets, X amount?
You thought that we could get more through Lake County, that is not correct. We should fly past it. They don't have that
email front,
but he checked.
Actually, Clark last year told us that he has some of those extra tablets
right.
Around and would be able to get more as well.
Yes.
And he paid us some of that.
And then the other thing, too, that we talked about is getting the information on our webpage, letting people know that we do have a mosquito abatement program, but please also go out, support your local Ace Hardware, and buy some yard guard, because it works. And supplement your own yard.
Mm-hmm.
That's good information to have. Everybody fine with this, then?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. The next subject matter is the 57 acres land use agreement. I was telling you up front that this isn't my style of doing business in front of the board, but I know that it's that not my convention back. It's going to take a long time to get done. So what I'm trying to do is I have a very, very, very rough draft in front of you tonight. I want to take a look at it. If you have any comments or concerns, let me know. Luke hasn't either yet. I did this rather quickly with my time that I have. And neither have VA development. However, I got some sample agreements from them to start with. There are some items we do have to put in the agreement from. What are we going to do from the operating perspective? Is there going to be berms? Do we want trees? How long are we going to give them to get out if that's ever developed commercially, et cetera? I just really wanted to get this in front of you to keep the process going. I think it's very important that this process continues and just about doing generating competition out there. I mean, not what we want now, but at least it's something that will generate a few dollars for us. And in the future, something else happens.
And make it more marketable.
Yeah. So this will not be a concern. We get it on the other regular agenda, so that we can discussion. I prefer just to do the capital versus consent. Right?
Very good. Very fine. Thank you.
The next one is the BYOB ordinance. I put the chiefs of my name on it, and I'll start the discussion. We've been talking about the BYO ordinance at staff for some time. We believe there should be an ordinance if you bring your own booze to establishments. Where is it now? Luke prepared the ordinance. You can jump in while we get any time, but basically we started a new class B license. If you look on page 4 of the ordinance, it lists out six really different issues or things we want to do. Right now, the way it is written, just letting you know, it would only include any restaurant that patrons have served by waiters or waitresses. So we have to take a look at that as we want to put it. Like the other cabinets for Luke, but I just want to get this out in front of the board too for discussion purposes.
Is there a coffee fee?
No, it's usually if you do a BY, because I've been, they have their own coffee fee. The coffee fee would be up to the establishment.
Gotcha. There's a license fee for the BYO license.
Okay.
Proposed to be $600. And then the licensee could then set its own corporate fee. And you know, you can make decisions on how it's best drafted, but what we did is examined other BYO ordinances across the state. And a running theme we saw in those ordinances was that the sale of beer or wine is directly connected to serving food. So instead of operating as just a open establishment for people to hang out and drink alcohol, there's something else attached to it. And here, we've attached it to the service of food. And that was something that we discussed in staff before presenting it to you. That's something we've seen in other municipalities. But it's that, like all the other elements in here, are up to you.
Well, on the chance that they bring, let's say they bring a bottle of wine and they don't finish it, what happens to that bottle? They can't leave it open and take it?
You can just say this, when they buy it, they lock the ounce and steal it, put it in the trunk. It's not considered open and locked down.
So
if they put it in their SUV, it is.
So whatever restaurant decides to do this would have to have a business.
Well, if you're a wine person, I mean, I think it's a great thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, because, you know, some people have, like myself, I have a certain wine that I drink, but myself, I don't want to drink my pleasure. So it would be great for me to walk in and drink my own wine.
I'll bring one thing up that I've noticed. Mr. Fry and myself actually just attended one of these events. I don't want to say this is a concern, but I want you to be aware of this. If we put the restrictions of having it affiliated with the sale of food products, there's a growing amount of businesses that are, Henry just held up a cigar. A cigar company will have a special event. One of their vendors comes in, puts on an event, and it's more than common, it's part of it that people bring their own and smoke a cigar and pair it with a spirit, be it a wine, be it a beer, craft beer, whatever. So with that food limitation, it would be limited. I just want to look at the limits.
Okay.
you know, the biggest thing that I want is, you know, and this was recommended to me when the hookah lounge opened, but, you know, we're focused on being business friendly. We need to stay focused on being business friendly. Chief made very many recommendations to me, which I apologize, Chief. I said, we got to let this run. I want this to work. What do you know? The guy's right. We need to hold these companies, businesses opening, accountable for actions that happen inside their establishment when there's alcohol present. That's the biggest thing that I want us to focus on. How do we hold them accountable? Chief.
Over the weekend, I've been thinking about this, and this addresses our banquet hall issues that we have, not any specific banquet hall, but it addresses the issues of banquet hall renting, their establishment, and also the DJ from who doesn't care about Round Lake, and then charges cover the people that don't care about Round Lake and cause problems. That's what this is addressing. If we had a high-end restaurant or a high-end cigar store, mm-hmm. we can come back and make another flag and address that issue specifically. And that's what I think this is pretty complex ordinance. I mean, we want to do good for our businesses, but I don't think this is an ordinance that we put it in one bag and seal it up and call it a day. It's just like our special use. We look at those every time, and we issue it based on what they are claiming and what they're telling us they're going to do. I think if we got a high-end cigar store, we should certainly get it. Or a really high-class restaurant that really wants to do good in Round Lake and be here next year. If not, somebody is just going to put a sign up on it and call it a
location. So in other words, what you're concerned about is a capital rate type of thing, where a person puts out $6 or $8 or $10 tickets and he's a DJ or he brings in a local band or some sort of band and sells setups. You bring your own bottle, so to speak. We give you ice and a cup. And there's no, what do you call it? There's no one actually policing that. They don't police themselves because they can't get left.
Right.
And we're the guys that are caught holding the bag. So, yeah, I agree with that.
That'll bolster our reputation and separate us from
And I know that there are communities that are in Chicago that are actually in different areas where you have to show up for dram shop insurance and all these other different things. And what happens is that there's actually an official from an alderman's office that shows up at the time to do that. They ask for dram shop insurance, they ask for are you going to have adequate security, how long it's going to last, you need to tell the commander in the specific area how long this party is going to be, and then there's going to be the main route that people usually take to get there, and they make sure it's all covered, so you don't have anybody leaving there dead drunk. And your bartenders have to be smart enough to know when they're what they're serving and how much they're serving. So it's more than just a notion to turn around and say, okay, everybody drink a bottle. It's not like going to True or going to a Linear or somewhere like that where you're going to bring a $200 bottle of wine, like Charlie likes to drink all the time, and you're sitting down and having half open your head up and having a drink.
That's
it for a professional teacher. Oh, absolutely. Like right. But yes, I'm on board with it too. And yes, we don't want to stifle anybody from any good businesses from showing up here, but that's what we want to track.
Steve, Chief, and Luke, you're the ones that have drafted this up. what are you looking from the board tonight? Are you looking for the theory of BYOB and the agreement that we need that ordinance, or are we voting to move this particular ordinance forward? Because it is lengthy, it is complicated.
But I think we know that, I'm getting the feeling that we know the theory that the board wants.
That's why I'm asking, what do you want specifically?
Well, I'm thinking that right now, you know, is the language okay? If it is, we move forward. And I sort of agree with Mike that why not have this language with a higher end cigar place like you said comes in. There, we have the opportunity to change.
You can amend it.
Even if you take out the higher end, if another organization comes in, it doesn't explain when you feel that it is appealing to the village, then you look at it. This is just to get a grasp on what we have today.
Chief, are you satisfied with it?
Yeah.
A question for the members. If they put in our ordinance already, higher end looks at it, and they won't come because it's an outstanding. And there should be an exclusion for the higher end.
Well, a cigar store. I don't know. I don't go to the cigar store. Do business to do what?
Sell a cigar.
So if they want to do something, they would do just like the business person tonight. They want to do something that's different. And they would ask. They would probably ask ahead of time.
If they're reputable, I'm just going to say that. They're going to ask.
And
they're
going to ask. Well, that's the question.
They're going to ask. They're going to tell me these staff. They're going to say, what are some issues you see in front of us? How flexible would it be? And so there's an opportunity there. We'd love to come in ahead of time to take a look at it. Has an ordinance changed, or are they covered on a roof of really, like, what we're changing is just the class, right? The class. Really think about that. And I think it needs to have these in here. Staff, specifically chief, and I like this, added a couple of these, like no entry with a ticket charge. That's the DJ.
Well, it's not just the complex. I was asking a question. Does it need to be complex?
I don't think it really needs to be that complex, because any high-end restaurant that's going to come here is going to sit down and talk with, probably ask for a meeting with the administration of our community and say, we're about to invest X amount of dollars in this particular place. We want to make sure that it works before we do it. So that doesn't bother me. I just want to make sure that the chief is on board with it, because he's the one that's going to make sure that there's no monitoring goes along with no liability for the village itself. That was my only concern. And once he said it was okay, I'll pack it.
So you're saying it doesn't need to be that complex?
No.
Well, let me back up. I said that it was complex, okay? I'm just looking at the moving parts and the theory of it, okay? Talking about this being connected to a food thing. We just had a resolve to that. Adding another liquor classification. Also, who will this go underneath the liquor commission for violations?
Yes.
I'm just looking at the moving parts. So I don't mean to say that it is technically complicated. I just don't want to make it too restrictive, which I don't think it is, and especially as Chief just described, they can still apply for a special use type of thing that we can grant them.
Right. The eastern end of the board is going to go forward.
Yes. I believe the western end would agree.
I hope the western end has agreed enough. Let's move forward.
Everybody mind?
The western end.
Yeah. You're the eastern end. We are the eastern end.
They
all agree.
Yeah.
And you're up.
Very good. We'll move it forward.
How's the castle feel?
Thank you, Steve. Any suggested new topics?
No, I don't. Oh,
yes, sir.
I have a question. There's at least a couple questions. And this is the street sanitation about dead trees. Are we making any kind of headway on getting rid of them?
We are currently working on removing trees in the Bright Meadows and Chamberwood with village staff.
Uh-huh.
And we also have money questions to contract out tree removals. I have not started that process yet.
When you're, when I'm sure this probably will probably be consistent one time or another, feel free to call Trustee Fry and I'll move from there back.
Okay. I will let you know that we applied for a grant to remove and replace all the dead trees in the Park City subdivision last year.
Yes.
And we were told that we had won the grant, but that we could not get funding to complete that budget. I have not heard back in a little over a year from the INR on the grant to get out there.
Don't worry about a thing. I'm gonna, I'll make sure that, that the government of the Park View subdivision are made aware of it. Because they are asking their trustees to reside there. Why so many dead trees there?
The Park View subdivision is the highest density of dead trees in the
country.
But
now
look at that distinction.
We want to know what you did. Well, you know, we could happen to have a gorgeous ash tree. Trees that line our subdivision. And it turned out that way. So that's the way it is. And now we have oaks and maples and stuff like that. That's because, and I did remind them that there was a flyer that went out because I have nice little tiny red maple that's as gorgeous as it can be in the fall.
And
no, it's happy right now. And then there's one, there's an oak tree on each side of my house. It's nice too. And they were all planted there because I responded to this little flyer that came to my door and said, let's do this. So.
What's your new topic?
There is no new topic. He answered. He always exceeds my expectations. That's the reason why I asked the question.
So ask for something really cheap.
Well,
I know
they're a great tree. They are a hardy tree. They grew fast. They had a nice shape, a nice color. They were resistant to salt. They were resistant to the light of season. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
And
it came over on the boat. So,
anything else?
I have a motion to adjourn.
Mr. Fry had two questions. I'll allow his second.
That was it. I'm all good. I'm fine. I passed.
Very on. Good. Then, may I get a motion to adjourn?
So, second.
Motion made by Trustee Trifon, seconded by Trustee Fry. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 8:14.
Every doctor's tree.